Johnson County Board of Adjustments, April 20th, 2016. Introductions, staff first.
I'm Josh Bussard, Planning Development Sustainability.
Okay, Board. Oh, Julie.
Julia Dodds, Planning Development and Sustainability.
Dawn Terrell, Board Member.
Bill Leifers, Board Member.
Candy Evans, Board Member.
Dave Parsons, Board Member.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approval of the March 16th, 2016 minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Here's your chance.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
First application is variance application 26379, Bruce Wright. Staff.
Okay, so Mr. Wright, he's looking for a setback of 4 feet. In the rear yard, the required is 50 feet. His requested setback will be 46 feet. It's on Derby Avenue, south of Lots Road. So here is the parcel here. Here's Derby. Here's Lots Road. Oops. Anyways, we'll move on. This is kind of touchy computer. So here's a house and here's a deck. As you can, they also, here was what they thought was the existing property line, or it was, but they did a boundary line adjustment to have this be the boundary line. This is because there's actually a, this is where the physical fence is. So they were assuming that their real boundary right here was this blue line all along for years and years, when actually the boundary was there. The fence was constructed here, so they did a boundary line adjustment to account for this. And part of this was because we discovered that they built a deck here without a proper variance. So, built the deck without a permit. So they don't get this variance. They're going to have to essentially cut off about 4 feet of their deck. They prefer not to do that. They've already gone through the building permit process and they have a permit for the deck as is, but if you guys don't approve this, they're going to have to take another look at things and make some changes, yes. Cut her off. So the home was built in 91, it was planted and zoned in 74. I've already kind of told you about the boundary line adjustment. So the hardship, you know, it was built without a permit. If they would have applied for a permit, they wouldn't be in this position. So now they're coming after the fact and asking for help. In the past, you guys have granted this, especially since they're, you know, coming forward, they're having, you know, applying for a building permit, and they're going to make it right. It's only 4 feet. It's in a rear yard, it's in the rural area. We don't really see it's going to affect anybody, and staff is recommending approval.
Thank you. Questions? Is Bruce here or his representative to say anything in addition? Anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Okay, can I have a motion?
I move we approve this variance application.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call.
Evans?
Aye.
Terrell?
Aye.
Parsons?
Aye.
Leifers?
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Next, variance application 26380 of Kevin Watts.
Okay, Mr. Watts. He's seeking a variance on the front and the side. So the front, he's seeking 8 feet, on the side is 4 feet. It's located in Cottage Reserve. You guys are all familiar where the Cottage Reserve development is. And he's seeking to construct a garage that's 12 by 20 feet and a canopy that's 2 by 4 feet. So there's Cottage Reserve in yellow, and here is the property. So this red is a building envelope. House is existing. Here is the proposed canopy, and here is the proposed garage. So as you know, the lots are already, you know, they're very small lots. And as you can kind of, So essentially, so you can see they're already small lots, and these lots are steeply sloping right on down to the lake. And there's actually a good portion of the lot that's generally is going to be in core flood easement where it's non-buildable.
Josh, a question. Why is there a blue line and what is the red?
So the red is their building envelope.
Oh, okay.
So their yard actually goes down I mean, their rear yard, basically they don't really have a rear yard because it's all going to be either water or a core easement. And Mark, you might be able to jump in a little bit more on exactly what this property is doing. But they're not building in the rear yard anyways.
Okay.
So the hardship, you know, it is steeply sloping towards the rear lot line. So they can't really, they don't have an option to build the garage back there. That portion of the lot, I don't want to say it's unusable because it's a beautiful lot, but it'd be difficult to build anything back there. The property was platted and zoned prior to zoning, and definitely prior to what current setback standards. And our current setback standards, they don't really take into account cottage reserve. So that's why it's kind of difficult to build anything in the cottage reserve. And there are many, many, many variances that have already been approved there in cottage reserve. Build big and build up there. And also, there's not an existing garage on the property. Staff doesn't really feel that there will be any negative side effects of creating this. We haven't heard any complaints from the neighbors. And generally, this is sort of the accepted practice of how people have developed out there.
And the neighbors were notified.
They were. And the BOA has approved similar requests, and staff is recommending approval.
Thank you. Questions? Kevin Watts, your representative here.
Mark Stein, MMS Consultants. Kevin Watts is also here, and the owner, Don Black, to answer any questions you have. Basically, we want to keep it up on the, as level ground as we can, saving a couple trees that we won't have to destroy by keeping it where we propose it. And there's also a neighbor garage directly to the east, about the same setbacks, so.
What is this structure here? That's the garage. There's a deck on top of the garage.
Oh, okay.
Which is why it has that appearance. So the proposed garage would essentially be parallel to that.
Yeah, if you turn on the...
Let me see all the flat. Oops. No.
Okay, any questions? Is there a motion?
I guess we ran through all our speaker options, didn't we? Nobody else for it or
against? Anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Sorry about that. Motion.
I move to pass it.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Note, discussion, roll call.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Evans.
Aye.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, application is approved. Thank you. Any other business anyone wants to talk about?
I have one thing, so it's not really on the agenda. But you know, we're redoing our land use plan. It's going to become a comprehensive plan. If you would like to apply, or maybe if the board is interested in appointing two people, preferably a male and female, apply so the board can pick, because we got to worry about gender balance for that committee too.
How big is this committee?
It's 15 to 20 people.
And how many are already signed up?
I don't know. The application process doesn't end until June 15th.
And when do they meet?
Basically, it'd be once a month for about 15 to 20 meetings.
I was on the one before.
So,
when's that new one supposed to come out?
What?
The unified ordinance.
Oh, it's going to be in a year. I mean, we got to go through. We're just starting the process.
Starting
the meetings. So, yes.
Is anybody interested in that?
So, but I think that you guys should think about it, and then we'll put it on the agenda for next
good.
Month if you
okay.
want to
yeah.
nominate. Or if you just want to apply anyway, feel free to apply. But, you know, if we know, we can say this is through the Board of Adjustment.
So you're wanting two of us to serve on the committee?
Well, a male and female.
To be available right. to serve, yeah.
Yeah, so to be, you know, to nominate, I don't know if both of you would pick, probably not, but it'll probably have to do with, you know, so they have an option to try to keep gender balance.
Okay.
Good. Right. Well, congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
I missed that in the paper. Do you know why?
Was it in the paper?
I don't read the paper.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
It was? Today's or? Been a while, or
today's or yesterday's?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll probably adjournment. Like front page, big
with your picture and everything.
A motion for adjournment.
Oh, so I take a motion to adjourn.
All righty.
Okay, we're done. How long have you been? You've been here 10 years, 8 years.
Over nine.
Nine. Okay, I was close. 8 to 10 years. Yeah. Okay.
So if
Good luck.